that also should be added to that.
In some picture form. In picture form.
In picture. Anyhow, people at large should be guided in such a way that is gain and is conquered. The conquered must. The evil soul and the converted then into the Goloka life, that with the help of this, that, and that.
So again, my question
is: some guiding writings should be there, and also some helping.
You have to make that place into like a memorial,
and also it is desirable that there should be the pictures, at least pictures of his guru. Gurudeva, Guru Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada, Sanskrit. He is not one, but single, in a group. But he holding the main figure.
And the guru
must also be some respectable position there. That is my opinion.
Pictures are there. Not Mundi. Just
Nagmandi.
The big pictures of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishwadai Babaji Maharaj.
At least some sort of acquaintance should be put in black and white. He is so and so and so, and he was a king. His attitude like a king to conquer this world of and this gorgeous America to take it towards the loving domain of Krishna. Some such guidance should be there to guide this.
Not general, that's...
He is so and so.
Maharaj, Dhira Krishna Maharaj is asking, now in all of our temples we have Prabhupada's deity. Prabhupada's life-size murti. And now what should be the general mode of worship in Prabhupada?
The others, they may also want to begin to put the crowns and the jewelry also. Or should this be exclusive?
As regards my opinion, I don't like it in all the ashram. In a particular case, in America it may be shown like that, but there are other acharyas,
yes,
and deviation from that line, that will be crossing the lineage given by our revered predecessors. We should not cross their mind. But in a particular place, the acquaintance of his activity, that was depicted there.
So,
allowed.
So then,
but in every temple, to represent him as a kingly person,
right,
that I don't like. It should be in order of the Arya Parampara. That would be respected. This is my opinion.
Yes. So that means that this special case becomes like a memorial.
Oh.
It's not the temple in the standard sense.
Like a memorial.
With it activities came, and explanations.
And he came and the conquered and transformed them into devotees from the military and Boshogi
business.
From the business, business and the trading and military America established a religious kingdom. Yeah. Something like that.
See, because one of the GVC's question is that our Prabhupada used to caution us not to change anything. And not to introduce anything.
Not to introduce anything new. Prabhupada always wanted that we we continue with the traditional path. Mm-hmm.
Because
but he's there and he came to express them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is, that will be the general idea of the process of our worship, temple in the form of worship. But in a particular place, Mama Vrindavan established by him. He is represented as a king. Vrindavan founded by a king. Some explanation, with some explanation, it may be retained.
Mm-hmm.
Why in such a kingly form, royal form, he is represented here? With some explanation of that, maybe.
Once, some of his disciples, Prabhupada's disciples, said to him, when he was dressing, they were observing him dressing himself, his clothes. And one of his disciples said, Srila Prabhupada, you look like a king. And he said, he looked up and he said, I'm much more than that.
Who?
Prabhupada.
When he was dressing him, that king.
No. Prabhupada was putting on his clothes.
His dhoti.
Putting on his dhoti and kurta. Prabhupada himself was putting on his clothes.
But the way.
Then the way.
His
Prabhupada
manner.
Was very majestic in his way. And so some of his disciples commented.
God justly wanted to dress him God justly.
No. The way Prabhupada was dressing himself.
His manner.
যেভাবে প্রভুপদ নিজে কাপড় পরছিলেন তো এমন ভাবে উনি কাপড়টা পরছিলেন তো একজন
একজন গুছিয়ে পড়াতে গিয়েছে
না ও যেভাবে মানে খুব নিজে খুব ইয়ে করে ম্যাজেস্টিক্যালি মানে খুব সুন্দর ভাবে কাপড় পরছিলেন প্রভুপদ নিজেই তো ওটা দেখে একজন শিষ্য তাকে বলছে প্রভুপদ আপনি রাজার মতো তো প্রভুপদ তখন বলেন যে আমি তার থেকে রাজার থেকে বড়
আমি রাজার গুরু তার সুতরাং একে রাজা করা হয়েছে তাকে গোয়ার পজিশনে আনা হয়েছে
Maharaj is saying that to dress him up like a king is like lowering his position.
To come in a lower position.
Yeah. That is what some disciples will feel by this.
In the Sanskrit drama, we find that Chandragupta has gone to visit Chanakya, his guru. And there, the Chanakya is sitting in an ordinary palm leaf asanakiki mat. And just on his head, there is ekta macha. What is it?
Umbrella?
Not umbrella,
macha.
So many cow dung made fuels are deposited there on the head of Chanakya. And the Chandragupta with his crown and that diamond dress, he fell flat on the feet of Chanakya. At the same time, the poet says, Ahu pushya raja dhiraja mantrina vaibhavam. Oh, you see what is the majesty,
opulence
of the minister of the emperor of India. He does not care for a farthing. And he addresses Chandragupta, oh Vishala, not king. Vishala means Chandragupta's birth came from a maid servant. Maid servant. So he used to, that is in Sanskrit, they are known as Vishala. So he used to address as Vishala Chandragupta. So, spirited man was Chanak and independent, without caring for the burden of the, from the empire. But he had such intelligence and political brain that Chandragupta had to go to his feet. But the man is so poorly living such a life of the poorest of the poor. But he had such dignity, mental dignity. So Swami Maharaj told, I am more than that. That is, I am the guru of the king.
Prabhupada used to give the example of Chanakya as the ideal Brahman.
Without caring for the Kshatriya. Independent of Kshatriya Dharma.
So although he was the prime minister of Chandragupta, but he used to live in a hut. And he used to survive. He never used to take any money.
And everything depended on his intelligence.
Yes.
The whole thing. And Chandragupta continued war against Alexander and repulsed Alexander, Seleucus.
Maharaj Chanakya ki shuddha bhakta chilen.
And also, it is a little deeper, no Chanakya was devotion, a touch of devotion with that. And there will be another anomaly here, that in Vrindavan, who is the king? The king in Vrindavan. Kingly style is in Mathura. Vaishya Chola. But Vrindavan is this Vata Pata pool, this ordinary plain living. A place of plain living. Simple living. There, the gorgeous thing, the little improper from the standpoint of rasa, Hare Krishna, in the talk of Sarup Damodar and Sivasa in Puri. You will find Herapanchami, the Sarup Damodar, and giving impression to Sivas Pandit. Sivas Pandit, he praised about the opulent majesty of Lakshmi Devi. And the white your gopi, they are only this the creeper and flowers from the jungle. What is their property? Their majesty. And my Lakshmi Devi, she has got so much dignity. And your gopi has got no dignified acquaintances. Then Sarup Damodar wanted to speak. The Kalpataru, Kamudhenu, who are in possession of such reason, they can produce any moment, but they hate. As Swami Maharaj told, that I am superior to that kingly garment. I am more than that. So Vrindavan.
And you told us that he gave a hint in his poem on the Atlantic about the Sakya Rasa. So whether this is some kind of abhas.
Rasabhas.
I am trying to find out means how I can support My tendency is towards that. One thing is done there with so much earnestness. And how it can be. It can be dependent. That spirit I'm thinking. Hare Krishna, Vrindavan, Nava Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. কৃষ্ণকে কেউ ওখানে কখনো সাজিয়ে টাজিয়ে ওই রকম নন্দচন্দ্র বেশ আছে বৃন্দাবনে মিলায় কোনো ব্যাপার
রাখাল রাতে সাজিয়ে দেওয়া আছে
আছে
কিন্তু জুয়েলারি দিয়ে না সব ফুলের মালা ফুলের মুকুট ময়ূর চোখ এই দিয়ে
সাজানো সেই যে সুপিরিয়ার দেখানো হয়েছে নববৃন্দাবন ওটা দ্বারকাতে প্রকাশ হয়েছিল না নববৃন্দাবন ওয়াজ ফাউন্ডেড ইন দ্বারকা But there also this majestic color was eliminated.
Kurukshetra to hoyechilo ras. Kurukshetra te rasera ekta jogar hoyechilo. Ora sob bollen je amra ektu ras dekhbo ki rokom
seta yete daruka.
We also have
in Gurukshetra jaha daruka.
The temple where I am residing in Los Angeles is called New Dwaraka.
Swami has told me the new Delhi, new castle Tavaki
England.
Carried to her. That can be why not New Vrindavan.
I am New Vrindavan.
New
Vrindavan.
New Vrindavan.
Anyhow, they have come. They have to come across such expressions and such after the meaning. What are the why they are here? The sun could do.
Guru kept the Gopi Goswami. Mohishi the Daka hai. The same show Mohishi the bolle chilo ki. Apna the rasa kotha suni chhi.
No,
apna rasa Daka.
এটা তো আছে গর্গ সংহিতায় গর্গ সংহিতায় আছে দ্বারকায় ইনভাইটেড হয়েছিলেন এবং গিয়েছিলেন সেখানে গিয়ে ওই প্রস্তাব হয়েছিল
এবং
রামায়ণ শেষকালে এমন বললেন যে আর কি দেখলে এটার কিছুই না এখানে সেই সব জিনিস কোথায়
বৃন্দাবন তো যখন ইয়ে করল না কৃষ্ণ যখন অত্যন্ত ব্যাকুল হলেন ব্রজবাসীদের বিরহের কথা শুনে
ছিল তখন উনি গেলেন ওকে নিয়ে গেলেন তখন আবিষ্ট অবস্থা সেই সময় চেতন সম্পাদনের জন্য সেখানে নিয়ে যাওয়া হলো বলদেব এবং রোহিণী এরা তো দুজন ছিলেন ওখানে বৃন্দাবনের দুজন লোক বলদেব আর রোহিণী এই দুজনাকে নিয়ে ওখানে নিয়ে গিয়ে তার চৈতন্য সম্পাদন করা হলো এসব কর্মপন্থায় নামিয়ে নেওয়া কথা
এই নববৃন্দাবন কি বিধাতা সৃষ্টি করেছিলেন
কৃষ্ণের ইচ্ছাটি হয়েছিল
কিন্তু ইয়েতে বলা হচ্ছে ব্রহ্মার সৃষ্টি করলেন ব্রহ্মাকে আদেশ দেওয়া হলো বলদেব ব্রহ্মাকে বললেন
সময় সময় একটু গোস্বামী মহারাজ ছিলেন ইংরেজিতে বক্তৃতা দিতেন আর বলতেন মাঝে মাঝে বুঝেছেন কিনা বাংলা বলছেন ইংলিশে লেকচার দিচ্ছেন কিন্তু উনি ফাঁকে একটু বাংলা বলে নিলেন, বুঝেছেন কিনা নজরে পাচ্ছেন না। তো দ্বারকার মধ্যেও ওই মাঝে মাঝে একটু বৃন্দাবনে ইয়ে না হলে বড়দিনে যে অসুবিধে হতো, এই জন্য ওরকম দিলেন মাঝে মাঝে দাঁড়াবার একটা জায়গা। আর দ্যাট সুইট রেকলেকশন ওই ডো নট ওয়ান্ট টু পার্ট উইথ টোটালি, দ্যাট ওয়াজ and the queens also felt that in their heart that Krishna is always absent in Dwarka. Real Krishna they could not meet, they felt like that he is somewhere else, independent. Dealing in every way possible ways with them, but they felt that this is all a mechanical thing. The Krishna, real Krishna was in Vrindavan. He could not be accommodated in Dwarka. That was the complaint. Who wanted to mix with Krishna most intimately. Their remark is like this, that we could not find real Krishna, real man within him. Always an artificial person. That was this Krishna Dwarka. So whether Swami Maharaj will be in that royal dressing, royal Swami Maharaj, if he so, these children, this ignorant, this abode, কি বলা যাবে ইগনোরেন্ট ঠিক হবে কি অবুধ বালক
ইনোসেন্ট,
হ্যাঁ ইনোসেন্ট চিলড্রেন দে আর ড্রেসিং মি লাইক দ্যাট হোয়াট ক্যান আই ডু অ্যালাউ সামথিং লাইক দ্যাট স্পিরিট উইথ এক্সপেক্ট অফকোর্স ইট উইল হেল্প ইন ওয়ান ওয়ে দ্যাট হি কেম অ্যান্ড কনকোয়ার্ড আমেরিকা। This insinuation, this sort of encouraging and useful impression will be spread. A king, he worked here as a ruler, as if converted, established his kingdom here in America, not in the political sense, but in the spiritual, highest spiritual sense. He established his kingdom here in America, and from here throughout the world. A partial representation of his conquering character, wonderful conquering character. That will be a
partial representation.
Partial representation of his conquering character. Hare Krishna.
মহারাজ কালকে আমরা যখন বলছি বাংলাতে প্রশ্ন
করছি,
প্রশ্নটা বাংলাতে করতে যাচ্ছেন আপনাকে ধীরকৃষ্ণ মহারাজ থামিয়ে নিয়ে বললেন ইংরেজিতে করছে।
The mission is for preaching in the western countries. The mission Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the mission is for the English speaking countries.
Talk about that.
Now, yesterday when we were coming here in the car, Horikesh Maharaj, he was trying to remember once Prabhupada told him about Tulsi Maharani, how Tulasi Devi and the pastimes between Tulasi Devi and Shaligram Shilam. So I told him the story as far as I knew, that Jalandharasur, in order to kill Jalandharasur, Narayan took his form, and then Tulasi Devi cursed Narayan that you will become stone. And Narayan told him, okay, and you will become a tree, and without your leaf, my worship will not be complete. Now, where is this found, Maharaj? This is mentioned in which Puran?
Pudoshi. You can try to find it. Find it in Vishwakosha or Sabdakalpadram. The test you may find from there. Reference. In Tulasi. I think it is good before there. Yeah.
Now is it the Brindadevi became Tulsi Maharani or Brinda and Tulasi?
Similar.
Similar. Who was the wife of Jalandhar Ashur? Tulasi or?
Tulasi.
Tulasi. Yeah. So not Brindadevi to Brindavan.
Yeah.
Now this pastime, where did it take place? Did it take place in the spiritual sky or in this Bhoma Jagat?
That was in Bhoma, in the settled Bhoma.
As in higher planetary system.
Devanli Dhanava.
Achha.
Divashur both is accommodated. Bhoma and also they have got astral body and they live in the moment that way they live as in Dhanava. And sometimes in gross body, sometimes in subtle body they can live. Devanli
Maharaj, Tulasi Devi, what's the difference between Tulasi Devi and Brinda Devi? You said they're similar, but that means they're not same.
Tulasi, Brinda Devi is comprehensive. Tulasi is partial representation. Brinda Devi leads. To help the Leela, she leads the whole Vrindavan, that is the trees, the season, the birds, the monkeys, all the under her control. From the background, he helps all these things to help the Leela of Krishna.
And who is Bhakti Devi?
Bhakti Devi?
Bhakti Devi?
Bhakti Devi? Bhakti Devi? The personality, devotion, at large, Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi, maybe Yogamaya, in one sense, one aspect, covering the whole Goloka and Vaikuntha, Yogamaya, the incoming current towards the center. That is Bhakti Devi. Dedication. Bhakti means dedication. Bhakti Devi. The Yogamaya. And if we want to have to conceive his highest personality, then we shall have to go to Radharani. Combining all rasa and the highest degree of bhakti, seva, prema seva, as emanating from heart, everything.
It is said, Maharaj, that
Bhakti Devi.
The Bhakti Devi has two sons. They are Karmo and Gyan.
That is in the lower conception. The lower conception of Puranic stories. Karma and Gyan. To Bhakti Mukha Nirikhak Karma Yoga Gyan. That is we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In that case, Bhakti Devi, the dedication is the first principle which covers and sustains the whole ocean of creation, not only creation, existence. And karma, yoga, gyan, these are in the outskirts, in the opposite party. unconditioned and the conditioned. And the condition, within condition there is karma, gyan and yoga. They are within that area. And from Shuddha Bhakti, the land of Bhakti proper. And in the shadow, in the Vetireka, indirect background, there is karma, yoga, gyan. So they are dependent. They are son of Bhakti Devi. In the broadest sense, it may be thought they are dependent on. They may not have any absolute existence. Mm. Only dependent, but in the reckoned in the indirect, vatirek, not in the purpose, substance proper. Karma yoga gyan. Bhakti mukha nirikha karma yoga gyan. Vasudevi Bhagavati. Bhakti yoga prajojita janayat tasu vairagyam gyanam sajata haitaka. That is in Vaikuntha Prabha. But karma yoga gyan generally guides to mukti, yoga also like so, and the karma, the good sense to work for Krishna, karma yoga. But they are not pure bhakti. Pure bhakti, that is in the opposite side, that is indirect conception in the conditioned area. Yogi nam sarvam karmakhidam patra gyani parisamarpate. Then karmik bhaschad tapasya bhodhiko yogi gyani bhogi matodhika karmik bhaschadhiko yogi. Tasmat yogi bhavarjana yogi nam avisarvesan madgati nantaratmana saddhavan bhajati yomam somi bhakta yukta tamo mata. So crosses the area and then bhajati saddhavan bhajati adu saddha tata sadhusunga tata bhajana kriya. So this is outside the area bhakti, but the dependent on bhakti. Otherwise, if the positive side knows exists, then negative we cannot think of. In that way, it is dependent on bhakti, we may say so. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare. So, Maharaj, two times you have chastised me in a very sweet way, that too much intellect and too much analysis, that is a bar to Shraddha, and that is our access for understanding Krishna.
Of course it is. Gyane prayasam udupascha namanta eva jivanti sammukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita sudhigatam tanubhang manumbhi ji prayasu
jita jita
sridokkam. Giving up our attempt to know him. Very faithfully. And our submission, our submissive faith in him, that will give us the real help. Give us a real help. Because when we exercise our intellect to analyze him, to know him, his ways, this and that, we hinder the spontaneous flow spontaneous flow. We engage ourselves. We engage ourselves to investigate as a subject into the transcendental, and thereby our attention is to scrutinize, to know him about, and by that time it cannot be ready to welcome the spontaneous flow that may come to me, diverted in a wild goose chase, which is impossible, which is unknowable. I go to know him. Immeasurable, I go to measure him. And through faith only, he comes to make myself known. I am absent there. I am with my subjective tendency. Associate myself with my subjective characteristic, which is only applicable or meant for places below me. Phenomenal, not transcendental. And the phenomenal capacity I am dragging towards transcendental, and the way of having intimacy with the transcendental, only through submission to allow him to come, his flow within me, and that flow will arouse me, awake me, and say, oh, I am such and such. His kartitva, his subjectivity may not be covered by my subjectivity. The subjective character of the object may not be a bar of the real subjective character to disclose himself, to come down and disclose himself to the source of Gyan, the I am so and so. I am such and such. My attention is drawn towards organization of the character uselessly to know him. So Brahma says, Jananta eva jananta. Those giant intellect, they may think that they can know anything. And I have known many things about the transcendental reality. They may make boast of that. Those foolish persons, let them boast. I know him. But how can you know him? His ways are always different. Not a fixed thing like this, any object of this world. It has got no fixed characteristic, generally. He can show him in any way as he likes. He is always free. Infinite characteristic he has got. So, to apply my teeny subjectivity, subjective character, to apply and to try to know, that would be futile, and that would be a hindrance to his coming to down in my heart and say, reveal that I am such and such. Jānanta eva jānanta kīr bahukta name prabhu manasā bhagusā vācā vai bhavanta bhagoja. In my empirical attempt, I have seen that I could not know anything of you. Empirical means inductive process. Only deductive process, we await for the deductive process that he will come to me. Deductive, not ascending method. Ascending method Yes, from the knowledge may go from the lower part to the higher, when you won't be fulfilled. Only negative, your negative power is the invite. All your energy should be engaged in concentrating you to invite the faith in the character of invitation, hankering, earnestness, all negative characteristics a jiva should have, and that will be fruitful, effective, and the attempt will be crowned with success. Manasa bhavusa bhaja bhi bhavam, complete surrender. The conclusion is that can never be known. Transcendental truth can never be known by any subjective attempt. That negative side is necessary. Quality of the negative side, that is invitation, earnestness, kind of duty out to you. I am in want, I am no qualification, you are Patit Pavan, you are deliverer of the fallen, I am fallen. So to develop the negative side, most fallen of the fallen I am. So the appeal must go to him, that I am needy, I have got intellect, I can understand you, all these attempts will be futile when we shall go to apply erroneously on him. It may be applied in the ordinary, natural existence. So, Sayat-sitin-bhakti-anada-sayat-sitin-bhakti-mudashyati vibhu in Śrīmad-Bhāgavata. Kriṣyanti-je-kevala-bodha-labdhai-tesāma-sukri-savai-vasiṣyati nannad-yathas-thūyatu-śāva-bhātami. The real path of power and good is devotion, dedication, and living that way. If anyone follows the path of knowing, kevala bodha labdhai, I want the knowledge about the Absolute. Kleshala eva shishya, the result will be the only labor. The comparison, sthula tushava ghatinam, where there is in the paddy, if there is
husking,
but no rice is there, only the paddy husking, the tush husking. The cover of the paddy, if we husk, then no substance come out with from within. Tush sthula tushava ghatinam, if we press the paddy, which is not with its substance within, then the labor will be its reward, and then no rice will come out. Sthula tushabu ghatinam, our consequence, our fate will be just like that. If we want to have any definite knowledge about him, Naśkarmamapacchutuhāpavarjitam nasūbhati jñānamalaṁ niranjanam kutat-punasasya-dhavadhan iśvarīna-jātpitaṁ karma-jatāp. There is another. There is in relation to karma. By dint of your karma, do you think that you can control the Absolute Mind? Never. Even niranjana, niṣkalaṁka, the faultless knowledge cannot have any reach into the domain, what to speak of your karma, this material loss, in any form, if you do it, it won't reach there.
Nishkarma mappuchyuta bhava kalmata, achyuta bhava varjitam. If it is not connected with achyuta bhava, this service of achyuta, then the jnana, nahi jnana sadasyam pavitra nahi vidyate, that your inner existence, the knowledge, that is unfit to get the intimacy of the Lord, what to speak of the karma. In this way, in many places, it has been told to us, don't try to make him the object of your experience. That is impossible. Only grieve for him, grieve. And showing and realizing fully that you are qualified, you are very mean, and you are very meager, small,
insignificant,
and you should have, Lord should have pity on you due to your insignificance. So in this way, the way of approach to him, this is the way, and not to make a master over him. I can know. I can understand his way. But really, that would be the main